Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop. Cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come in with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old member straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip-hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip-hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
Yo, yo, this is OMF. We back for another dope show. We got my special guest in the queue, IT Cartier from Bakersfield, California. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, my guy?
What's up, man? So give us a little background on you and tell us a little bit how you got into hip-hop. Give us a little background on you.
Well, my name is Cartier. You feel me? I'm coming from Bakersfield, California. And California, it's like, you know, 2 hours away from L.A. It's like 4 hours away from the Bay. So, you know, we in the middle. We call it Central Cali. But how I got into hip-hop is just me just listening to the OGs. Like, I'm a real big fan of, like, just hip-hop in general. Like, I study. I'm really a student of the game. So what I did was I looked at a bunch of rappers, even from, well, my top rappers me looking up to was Pac, Snoop, Ice Cube. Those are like my three that I was really looked up to. So, you know, that's what really got me into the music was just listening to them and be like, so that's how I can do the same thing, you know?
Yeah. So tell us about your music and what's your message behind your music and everything?
Well, with my music, I want to be somebody that's going to uplift them. I know right now, like, with the singles that I do have, like, the How I'm Living and the In My Zone, those are, like, two different vibes. Like, I'm talking about, like, party shit, and I'm talking about you know, smoking weed, but when I want to get deep into my music, like, because I got a lot of music, but it's like, I'm very versatile. I don't sound like the same. I don't want to sound like everybody else. So what people are good for me is this message is going to be motivation to the people, inspiration to everybody that, you know, that if I can do it, y'all can do it.
Yeah, so what you think about hip-hop and where you see hip-hop going in the next 4 or 5 years from now?
If I'm in the game, then it's going to be state realness, it's going to be raw, uncut music that I'm going to be bringing. Like, I'm trying to bring back, not bring it back, but you know, I'm just trying to keep it to a whole nother plan, keep that same energy that we've been having in the hip-hop community, you know, since the 90s, since the 80s. I want to bring that song. That same intensity, you know?
Yeah, I feel you, man. That's what it is. We about evolving hip-hop. We ain't changing hip-hop. We just want to evolve it, man, and keep the message
exactly
alive.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I feel like
keep
everybody else is dope, too. Like, I feel like everybody is dope, but it's like, man, we got everybody that's sounding like the same. Like, everybody's sounding the same, and everybody got
right.
That same type of message of, all right, we're going to make the song for the females to twerk to, or we're going to make the song for dudes to kill each other. We can't keep on doing that. We got to talk about stuff that's going to really uplift our people. We can't keep on being destructive to our people. So when they see us, they're going to be like, come on, man. Like, this, it's crazy like that. Like, that's how I look at music right now. Like, it's a lot of destruction, but it's not no positivity. So with me, I feel like I can be a real artist that's going to give you positive. It's going to be everything all in one. It's going to be the positive. It's going to be the stuff that I go through. It's going to be stuff like that. But with the hip-hop game now, I feel like it's dope. It's coming, but you just say they got to be more diverse, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, you know, and that's what it's all about, man. You know, bringing the message back to hip-hop, that's what it is. And just bringing the message back in positivity, we got to start building and stop destroying, like you said. You said it all, man. We're going to play your song, My Zone. So tell us about your song and how you came up with it and everything.
Shout out to the homie Raphael RJ2. He's from Louisiana. He's a Grammy Award-winning producer. You know, we got in the studio. He was like, bro, I actually had like 2-3 other verses to that song. Something like different. It wasn't on a weed type of music. So he was like, bro, I got the hook. You know, the hook is fire. And I listened to it. I was like, yeah, that's how we're going to do it there. And I just started writing. And we came up with it in the room. Right then, we recorded it in like less than an hour. You know, nothing out like that.
All right. So introduce your song, My Zone. Then we're going to play it.
Said it again.
Introduce your song and then we're going to play it.
All right, it's your boy Cartier.
This song, My Zone. Can we play that song?
.com. Go tap in.
Man, they pulled us the fuck over.
Is that weed smoke? Are there guns or drugs in the car?
Yes, sir.
Are you a gang member?
Nah, I'm not a gang member. I'm a rapper.
Oh, you a rapper like what? Like P. Diddy?
Nah, man. Like, I'm Cartier.
I'm going to need you.
I'm not going to get out the car, but what you need to do is smoke this. Maybe you'll feel good about yourself.
All right. Chill out. Four ends, I feel it. You should see how I did.
Hey.
Oh shit. Hey man, you got a gun?
No.
You need
me. Man, hey.
Boxing in the Buick, 4 deep,
Nevada, pack that danky in the guava. I fly high like 80 going for the lob. Meanwhile, I'm zoned out under Kush cloud. I'll smoke the best, blow they lungs out. Tryna keep up, but I never put the blunt down. Hoes know that I get saucy, but they smell as good weed. Can't keep these hoes off me. Cheap potent, keep the money flowing. Know them niggas mad that I came up from my lowest. Now I'm tropical blazing, flicking ashes to the pavement. Blow it down in the day, I feel Jamaican. Twisting in the green leaves, smoking till my nerves ease. Yeah, I'm all in the streets, bounce out, watch the smoke trail. Only the best is what I inhale.
I'm in my throne, I'm in my zone.
In my zone, counting up them blue notes, what they looking mad for, cause they hustle slow, for me it's limitless, ain't no pressure, I'm built for this, taking risks to live legit, that hate real, they wish they was the nigga I am, smoking splits, watching Lakers on the 90 inch, chilling with some bad bitches, blunt twisting, came a long way from the project with them roaches, didn't all I wanna do was ball. With that Rolex on my wrist, blurs when I hit the mall. Fly youngin' on the scene, bitches wanna get that creep. Then I rollin' top down in the V8. Think about the pay, with that strap on my waist. Roll up a whole A for that pink rosé. From the mountain game, they can't steal my player ways. These hoes can never be safe.
I'm in my zone.
My boy, IT Cartier from Bakersfield, California, my zone. That was a dope song, my brother.
Appreciate that, bro. I'm glad
yeah.
That y'all fucking with it. That's dope.
Yeah, that was dope, man. I love that song, man. Yeah, you got time for a couple of callers?
Sure, I can take a couple calls.
All right. Can we take the first caller?
832-994. 832-994, you're live. 991-791. Hello, y'all. This is Tupac Turner Jackson. How y'all doing today?
How you doing, Tupac TV? You got IT Cartier from Bakersfield, California on the line.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good.
That's good to hear.
Y'all can check me out at TUPAXTINAJackson on Spotify, TUPAXTINAJackson on YouTube, TUPAXTINA, the number two, the letter U on SoundCloud.
Gotcha. We're going to tap in. Tap in with me, too. It's Cartier. I'm all over the social media. I got my website, itscartier.com. Tap in with me. We can, you know, network, collab on something.
All right. That's what's up. My name on Facebook is TUPXTINA Jackson.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You got
I'm looking out for sure.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to play your song, Ballers, in, later on. So tell us about that song you got.
It's a song I wrote a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my new hits, Baller's Ball.
So what other stuff you doing?
Huh?
What other stuff you doing?
I'm going to the studio today, actually, at 5 o'clock. To drop some more songs. So when I finish, I'll email them to you so you can see what you think about them.
Okay.
Oh, Ty, we definitely want to do that.
I appreciate y'all letting me call in.
No thanks.
Okay.
You're doing your thing.
All right.
Yeah. Talk to you in a minute.
All right.
Yeah. Can we take another caller? So anyway, I guess we go. So tell us about what you're gonna be doing. What's your upcoming
six,
stuff?
646-673 You are.
Yo, yo, what's up? SX Sean Felder, the home of hip hop, New York City. How y'all gentlemen doing today? Hot day here in New York City. SX Energy Drink, Sean Felder.
What's up, Sean? We got my boy IC Cartier.
What's going on, my dude? How you doing, man? Great to hear from you. As you know, it was a historic day in hip-hop last week. I'm going to read it to you. Friday, May 21st, 2021. New York Daily News article, The House of Rap. Hip-hop legends launched the hip-hop museum that's going to be in the Bronx in 2023. Let me repeat myself. 2023, we'll have our Universal Hip-Hop Museum. Google it. You're going to see a picture of legend MCs there. Fat Joe, LL Cool J, Nas, he's there, Naughty by Nature, Chuck D, Grandmaster Flash, along with Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz. Even Mayor de Blasio was there, the mayor of New York City. And they're going to launch the long-awaited Universal Hip Hop Museum in 2023. Let's keep that in mind, folks. Historic moment
for
the history of hip-hop music. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, y'all. It's going to be crazy.
I'm definitely going to be tapped in for that. Hey, take me out one time. It's Cartier. You know, if you out there on social media, just tap me in, Cartier, I-T-Z-C-A-R-T-I-E-R. You know, tap in with your boy one time.
I got you, fam. I got you. Yo, how you doing, my dude, Omar? And also, another moment for me, I will be back on DTF Radio in June with Vero G talking part two of my SX Angie Drake movement. Look for that soon on social media. Also, I may be doing an event soon next month in the park as a vendor for Chaz, the entertainment. Good brother, a community dude. He does a lot of events for the inner city. Check him out on social media, Chaz the Entertainer. And also, I got struck the deal with the Coastal Transit Service in Biloxi, Mississippi. They're going to be advertising my Essex Energy Drinks and trollers and private buses in Biloxi, Mississippi. Got a six-month deal for them. Look out for that. And then that's going to be crazy. And like I said, y'all can catch me on social media, Sean Felder Essex Promotions on YouTube. But like I said again, historic moment in hip-hop. The Universal Hip-Hop Museum is coming to the Bronx, New York. 2023. Look out for that, y'all. Soon.
It's a long time coming, my brother. Man, a long time coming, man. I'm a native New Yorker, man, and I can't wait. And I checked out the video already, man. It's a historic day, my brother. It's a long time coming. You know,
and the
young
is gonna learn the true history of hip hop where it started.
Say it again.
The youngins will learn the real
truth.
History of the hip-hop
the
culture.
Truth.
They're going to learn
the truth,
the truth how it started
truth.
And what it was to this day and who paved
them.
The way for these young who paved
again.
The way.
Say it again. Say it again.
Who paved the way. None of this mumble rap you're hearing today. You know what I'm saying?
Say it again.
Exactly.
None of that mumble rap.
I'm
talking about the real MCs.
Yeah, like the people that's actually saying something in their music like that got a message and stuff like that. That's what we need to start putting up there, because we got a lot of music that's instructing us, like that's over here, that's taking over, and people think that's what we got, we got to do that. Like, no, we can just stick to our own stuff. We can stick to shit that we know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And the mind is like the Cab,
the Method,
Grandmaster Flash, Bambada, you know what I mean? All those legendary groups that paved the way for the hip hop culture.
The Method,
What?
The Message. The Message is forever. It lasts all the decades. 1982, 1990, 2000,
yes.
2010.
Yes.
2020,
yes.
The Message lasts forever. That song will last forever.
Yes,
the Message.
Yes.
Off hip-hop.
Fellas,
tell them what's
when it happens in 2023, it's gonna be historic, man. And I hope to God to be alive to witness that. Look out for 2023, the Universal Hip-Hop Museum. Before I go, like I said, y'all have a safe Memorial Day weekend. Be safe out there. And we're going to have a new mayor soon on June 22nd. Look out for that. I'm rooting for my man, Eric Adams. Hope we have a second black mayor in New York City. We definitely need some changes here in New York. This Mayor de Blasio guy's a clown, man. So June 22nd, we're going to have a new mayor in New York City. So y'all look out for that, right? So like I said, I'm going to end it right
and
here.
Yeah.
Y'all have a happy holiday. Peace. Peace.
I'm out here in Cali.
Put Cool Herc up there, man.
I definitely got to go out there.
Put Cool Herc up there, man.
Cool Herc. Oh, definitely Cool Herc. Can't forget Cool Herc. 15, 20 Cedric Avenue.
Put him up there.
I'm going to go, guys.
Put him up there, man.
Now.
Don't forget about Cool Herc, man. Don't forget about Cool Herc, man.
Real talk. Cool Herc.
Yeah.
Who else? It's a bunch.
Grandmaster
Cass.
Grandmaster Cass, the Cold Crush Brothers. The Cold Crush Brothers, y'all forget about them. The Cold Crush Brothers. You understand? You forget about DJ Hollywood. You forget about Eddie Cheever, the ones that was doing shows before Rappers Delight. Y'all forget about the Fallen Soldiers and the Hidden Soldiers in hip-hop. Y'all forget. Y'all going to learn about that in the Universal Hip Hop. You're going to learn about them people, the people that you don't talk about.
I think that's what people need. We need to be refreshing about this hip hop culture so people understand that this is real life. This is not no game. We're not, like, because people think, like I keep on saying, they think that we're supposed to be destructive. Hip hop is not built on that. Hip hop is built on, like, a lot of other things, positive things, people coming together, you know, house parties and, you know, bringing the DJs out. That's what really is hip-hop. See,
tell
right
them.
Now in 2021, we're into
tell them.
Right now, you know?
Educate them, my brother. Educate them. They don't know about hip-hop. They're going to learn, though.
I feel like
they're going to learn.
With us, with the shit that we doing now, I'm bringing the hip hop a lot. I'm just for my soul in my soul. Like, I'm rapping, I'm singing, I'm having an auto tune in the song. I really have an R&B singer that's real. So, like, it's bringing back to that, the essence of hip hop. It's something to bop your head. See, most people don't think that you're supposed to be sounding like a trap rapper or you're supposed to be sounding like a drill rapper. But people, we come from different sides and all that. So, a lot of people is not going to be up on what other people are doing, you know? Like me, I don't listen to that. I don't listen to none of the true rappers. I can say, you stick me to the old school.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get back. We're going to play Thrill Wolf's song, Bankrupt, real quick.
We're going to get a to another caller.
Play Bankrupt. Huh?
You want another caller?
Yeah. Do another caller.
419-265.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
Yo, what's up? Who's this? And where you calling from?
It's Kelly Song, man. I'm calling from the south side of Toledo, man. I'm talking with these beats. What's going on with y'all?
Yo, you got IT Cartier from Bakersfield, California on the line.
Okay. Let me turn this beat down. This shit's slapping, bro. Hold on. Let me give me a sec. Let's do this beat slapping up. All right, that's enough. they might jack my sauce if I let it play too long. The people here in the background might jack my sauce. I'm just playing around. What's going on with y'all, though?
We just chilling. We just bringing hip-hop alive, man. We just talking about hip-hop. What's up with you?
Oh, man, making beats, man, trying to learn something every day, man. Keep growing. Keep staying evolving, man. Stay in this game, man. Stay making music. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, like, I don't really got no qualms with nobody or nothing. Like, I don't care. Like, I see the game. This is the most hippest. I'm going to say this, though. This is weird because I was thinking about this earlier. This is, like, the most hippest time in hip-hop. Even though the music doesn't really correlate with the traditional idea of hip-hop, this is the most hippest time. Because hip is, like, to know. So it's like if everybody is involved with this shit, so it's like, wow, we're hip. And then, like, they're putting so much of what's going on in the streets into the music. It's like, okay, everybody's really hip. You know what I'm saying? We got to just work on the hop. I don't want to keep making the same beats over and over, man.
No,
yeah,
man.
We got the hip.
What?
We got to work on the hop.
What?
What'd
you say?
What
say that again.
We got the,
say that again.
Hey, man, look, say, bro, we got the hip. We just got to work on the hop because everybody hip has to know. Like if a nigga say, hey, cuz just got knocked around the corner, he'd be like, oh, I'm hip. That means to know. Okay, we got to know, but we don't got to bounce like the hop. We doing all these regurgitated ass loops and beats these niggas is doing off the computer, and that shit cool. I don't knock it because I fuck with the computer too, but we got to get back to the hop. One beat that comes to mind when I think about the hop is MC's Act Like They Don't Know and Madism. Madism had the hop in it. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. That shit make a nigga want to just put his Tims on and shit. Like, okay, I'm outside. Fuck it. That's what I heard. You know what I'm saying? Shit, but you know,
yeah,
that's
what
I'm saying,
talking
man.
About. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Bringing fun to hip hop back, man.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Man.
That's what you're talking about.
Fun.
Bringing fun back to hip hop, man.
Because it's a fun thing.
Dumbass words. All it is some dumbass words,
thing.
Like you saying. Ain't no beef.
Right.
It's some dumbass words, man. Stop taking everything personal. It's dumb.
Yeah.
You put the hip the hop in that motherfucker. Cause that's what it was. Hip to the hop, to the hip of the hop.
You gotta,
wasn't that the
it ain't
same
one
of the
without
song?
The other though, baby.
What?
It ain't one without the other though. You gotta have one without the other.
Say
you gotta,
again.
Yeah, man, you need one. You can't have one without the other. It's hip hop.
No,
if it
you
wasn't,
ain't got
it
no
would just be called hip. Yeah. You
they ain't got no
hop.
Flow. They ain't got no flow, homie. They ain't got no flow.
That's right.
They ain't got no flow. They bent over.
I'm glad we
they
could agree on
over.
That. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad
they
we could agree
over.
On that, man.
They ain't
right.
got no flow.
They ain't
we got
no flow, man.
We got a rap star right there. They ain't got
right,
no
right.
flow. I got a rap star. They ain't got
right,
no
right.
flow.
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
They all bent over, nigga, on the back door.
Right.
Shit, I got a rap for
you
your
gotta
ass.
Gotta have flow. Yeah, man.
Rap for your ass. How we ain't can't rap, nigga? How we can't rap?
Right. right
you ain't
right.
got no flow. You all up in the house, bro.
Right.
Bent over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh.
Right, right. I can dig
we
it, man.
We got a song, nigga. What? With a beat behind
right.
that, nigga. What? How we don't know hip-hop?
Right.
How we don't know hip-hop?
Man. Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
come on,
it.
Man.
We
you ain't put the hop
it,
in that shit. Say it again.
No, but look,
put the hop in that motherfucker.
Can I give you my take? Can I give you my take right quick? My take is this, like this. It's not that we don't know it. It's that we caused, somehow there was a division. There was a rift caused in between the shit that made the fun music making motherfuckers have to decide if they were going to do that kind of shit or be like bar guys or street guys. The whole picture is it's all hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? See, when they
That's
divided
real.
It... Yeah, when they divided it, when they made it look like, oh, you gotta be like this or be like that, they called it a division. So now they're picking sides of the track. The thing is, it's really just the track. Don't pick a side, man. Just ride the wave. Because at the end of the day, and I don't mean ride the wave in terms of following the trends. I mean, this is music. This is an expression of the street. This is an expression of the poverty. This is an expression of motherfuckers who are talented. So... do that shit. Don't try to jump into no genre. When they made genres, they cut all the books, they cut all the bar niggas out. When they made, like, okay, this ain't what we selling, this ain't what we pushing, they cut the bar niggas out. And in turn, what that made niggas do was not want to be lyrical. You see what I'm saying? And then everything went south. Not open, yes. For lack of a better term, but no pun intended. Everything was south. I don't knock them. I fuck with Southern music. But it did. Like, the bars went south and niggas disappeared. You know what I'm saying? So it made niggas like, oh, I'm going to be a lyricist and not get no money, or I'm going to be a party guy, you know, doing her current shit, and I ain't respected by lyricists. But what motherfuckers forgot is they was making party songs back in the day when the shit already originated. You know what I'm saying?
But they like, that's kind of true. Like, everybody's saying that, like, their music is just original, man. Everybody's been doing that since the 80s. Like, the way that people is rapping right now, people was doing that in the 80s. Bone Thugs
right.
Doing it. Like, you
yo,
know,
say
right.
It again. Say it again.
Yeah. So
say it again. They stole our shit. They stole our
shit,
man. Wait a minute. Hold on. They ain't got nothing to say. Hey, I ain't got no problem doing no dance song, but I have something to say when you saying something, Nick. Don't come
yeah,
up
yeah,
there and
yeah.
Say that one word shit, and then you go, motherfucker, get some ass. Nigga, say something more than that. Nigga, get some ass to do what?
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
But on
I'm
some
real
shit,
you know what I'm saying?
I could dig it.
You know,
I don't mean it.
Have something
I
to
agree
say
with
in
saying,
shit.
But I need to put this on there. I agree with you saying, but this is what I need to put on there because I don't want to run away from the topic, right? The fact of the matter is this is a fun thing that we can do for free without the restrictions of onlookers. The onlookers was just looking in awe. It wasn't judging, was it the real shit? They wasn't judging if he from the Queens or the Bronx or Ohio or Cali. They was like, nah, nigga, that's a vibe. But somehow we got to a place where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you're not like me, I'm not like you. And that's the division in the shit. That's all I'm saying. I see young guys that rap, and I be looking like, damn, he remind me of me. He not making the kind of shit that I would have been making in 96 or 7, but he's making the kind of, he's telling the truth. He's telling, fuck it, he's telling the truth of his area. So I respect that. Like, I can't, because check this out. What if we, because look, we older guys, so what if we couldn't make no music? And then what about this? What if they cut all the fucking young rappers' heads off? What would happen to the music? So we need them.
No.
What would happen to the music if they cut all the young rap niggas' heads off, bro? Wouldn't we know hip-hop?
Yeah, everything would be sounding, like, kind of outdated, really. If you thought about
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't be no hip-hop, man. We need the young guys, baby. I love the young rappers. I love it.
I love them, too, but it's certain shit. Like, I'm a young dude, so those are my peers. But it's like the destruction that they're trying to put hip-hop on. Like, you know, like, we're growing up in 2021. It's too much stuff that's going out here in these streets. It's like, it's too much. It's the president. So we got, why are none of these rappers talking about that? Like, why are we all steady be talking about killing each other when we can be uplifting each other, motivating each other?
Because that's what we
want to
hear, baby. Because that's what we want to hear around these parts. And probably yours, too. So the solution to that and make us to where we don't want to hear that no more. Because as long as niggas want to hear it, they're going to sell it. They're going to play it. Niggas not rapping to themselves. Niggas is rapping to you. Niggas is rapping to they homies. They rapping to the shit they seeing. You got to understand that, bro. So before you can fix that, they only telling us what we want. You understand what I'm saying? It's crazy when you look at it like that. They only selling us what we want, bro. Because if we didn't want it, we wouldn't support it, and we wouldn't fucking be at the shows, and we wouldn't be for celebrating and playing it every day and acting like it. You see what I'm saying? But we want
because
it.
We
as
all,
people, that's
we,
what we want.
We're brainwashed, really, if you thought about it.
Yeah, man. I don't mean to get too deep. I'm just saying. That's why.
Because we're supposed to be like, if you look at it, all the, like, you got rappers like Common. You got rappers like Mos Def back
nice
in the day
fuck.
That was selling. You feel me? They
nice
were selling records
though.
Like
yeah.
millions. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? So it's like all that just but ever since drill music came, it turned into like killer music. Like I'm from California. We got gangs.
Yeah.
We got Crips and Bloods and
real
all
deal.
That.
I was just
so,
out there. I know.
You feel me?
And
so
I was
it's
up
like
there in the 90s when Rodney King got fucked up. That's why I left Cali. My mama said, we can't be raised. I can't raise my boys out here, nigga. See the TV? We looking at Rodney King. She was like, nah, we getting out of there. And we left in 93, bro. That's when I came back to Ohio.
Yeah, because out there, it's like, it's destructive. And everything that we listen to out there, that's how we live. Like, that's the way that we live. That's our lifestyle. But at the same time, we can make better. We can make shit better for the youngsters
for sure.
coming up, you know?
No doubt.
That's what I'm saying. We got
that's
no
real.
Excuse. Like you said, you just said it. We got no excuse. We got to teach the people, teach our young people a better. So what, you come from that? I don't want to hear that. You ain't a victim, man. You have a choice to make. You got a choice to make. You young people.
Like,
you
got
your choice
like,
to make.
Like, people don't follow, we like, right now, people following the youngsters. But at the same time, I still follow Jay-Z. You know why? Because he's giving us the game. He's giving us the game to go out there and get our money.
Like, though,
he ain't
like,
giving us the game to go out there and go kill each other.
Well, kind of, but not really. Here's my take on that. Jay-Z is talking like he's his age. He should be talking about crypto. You know what I mean?
But
he should be talking about,
even
oh,
at
that's
the time, though, in 98, he was talking about
he
the real shit, too.
Yeah, no. But this is what I'm saying. The people that listen to the young music, I don't think they do it because they're, like, following it. I think it's funner. I think it sounds, like, more lively. Like, when I listen to that Jay-Z and Nas, I like that song. But that's a song for me to think. But let me tell you, I was just in a hotel with the motherfucking we kicking it, man. So I'm like, damn, we listen to music. And they're like, let me hear some of your shit. So I play my shit. Oh, man, you remind me of a Nas or, like, a Jay-Z. But that's not what time it is. And I had to respect it. I had to get out of my feelings and my ego and respect what she was saying because that ain't the kind of time motherfuckers be on. Motherfuckers be on like, nigga, we rocking, we turning up, we kicking it. So when it's time to think, we'll go listen to that, but it's not always time to think. Sometimes you want to just feel. You know what I mean? And I think the new shit they're doing now is a feeling music. I'm not saying I support all that going, you know, we stepping, we high stepping on these niggas' heads and we smoking these niggas. I don't agree with that. Because it sounds like death. A lot of times the music that I hear, when it sounds like death, I'll skip it. Or I'll just go something. Because I know what death sounds like. And most of the guys that I hear that sound like that end up dead. So I'm not saying them young guys. God be with them. Maybe they'll wake up sooner or later. But the young guys, it's really about, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, making good music and trying, like, what's his name? Is it Cordae or something? I think Cordae got bars. You know what I'm saying? And there's a couple
that's
young
the one.
Guys. Yeah, he could fit. And he about some hip-hop shit. But it's like, man, everybody's not going to vibe to the same thing, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true. Everybody just want to vibe. Like, that's true.
Yeah.
What people tell me.
Right.
What they always tell me, they want to vibe to the music. They don't want to just sit up there and just think. They want to vibe. They want to dance.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to have to move on. But I thank you for calling. And give us your links before you go and everything, and where we can find you.
Tony Storm on BeatStars, Tony Storm on YouTube, Tony Storm 419 on Instagram. I got a new song I'm working on. I'm about to do a video, too. If y'all want to contact me, if y'all know any video girls, I'm trying to get some video girls to dance in this video, at least three of them. It's a soul-ass song. It's called Let's Go to the Room. It's kind of soul. Yeah, I made the beat produced by me. But Tony Storm everywhere, man. Y'all be blessed. Thanks for y'all time.
All right, send your music. All right, my brother, thanks for calling, man.
Yep. 100.
All right. Let's take another caller real quick.
Hello?
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Troy DeShow. This is my handle, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Okay.
I'm a DJ. And I have a podcast under the same name, Troy DeShow. I was invited by Black Tear to say what's up. I was just listening to the conversation you were having with the young man before me. So it was pretty interesting. But, my deal is Troy DeShow, TROYDASHOW. I do mixes. You can find me on YouTube under that name, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I get on Twitch a lot. I love Twitch. I have a Discord. So just type it all out, one word, you'll find me.
Thanks for calling. Hit me up on Facebook, on OMF Posse, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. Will do.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit up Artes Cartier from Bakersfield, California. Hit him up. You can hit him up on. Yeah.
I will do that.
It's Cartier.com. Got my videos out. I got my new singles in my zone. Got my other single, How I'm Living, is out. West Coast flavor. So if you love West Coast music, check me out.
Yeah, cool. Also, if like anybody is a rapper or in the rap industry that wants to, you know, get their name out there, my podcast that I do, which you can like Google it, Troy DeShow, same thing. But, you know, I interview rappers. I did an interview with Black Tear. I've had a couple people that he works with that I've got interviews coming out with and so forth. So I've interviewed people from, like, the UK, New York, Tennessee, California. So, you know, you can – or you can email me at troytheshow@gmail.com if you're interested.
All right,
in
what's
that.
Your email again? Say it again.
It's – okay, it's troytheshow, T-R-O-Y-D-A-S-H-O-W. At Gmail.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you sent me some. You sent me some stuff already. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
We're gonna send you some stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
We got some music. We got to send you. Definitely. Thanks for calling. And you keep doing your thing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. We're gonna play Chill Will song "Bankrupt" real quick.
Hey, bro.
If you ain't talking money, then it's time to go. Phantom of the Opera, you can ride a ghost. Summertime, gotta see you grind the most. Nigga think a lot when he bankrupt. A nigga on the block when he bankrupt. If you ain't talking money, then it's time to go. Phantom of the Opera, you can ride a ghost. Summertime, that's the most. It's for the robbers and the scammers, cause we gotta eat. When you gotta make it happen, get back on your feet. When your grass is looking green up, I'm across the street. Grab that quarter and that Yola, made up how to beat. Got it skirting like a motor, run the technique. Walking on the moon like Mike Jackie. Drip or drown, ain't no guidance like Chris Brown. Can't come up off of nothing, nigga, sit down. Trilly gone, it's the president, no miscount. It's documented, came from nothing, built it from the ground. Me and my team run the throne, it's a split crown. Shout out to Ship, shout out to Lou when I was getting down. They was riding, ain't no doubt, and they was getting down. R.I.P. Big C, hold them niggas drown. And if pressure bust pipes, I'ma bust it. Cause I'm the pressure, even if they thought I wasn't. If you ain't talking money, then it's time to go. Phantom of the Opera, you can ride a ghost. Summertime, gotta see you grind the most. Nigga think a lot when he bankrupt. A nigga on the block when he bankrupt. If you ain't talking money, then it's time to go. Phantom of the Opera, you can ride a ghost. Summertime, gotta see you grind the most. When I ran out of options, ran into the money. Counted all the profit back to the money. Put a hold on women, slept with the money. Now the bank OG, now the women coming. August 17, had nowhere to sleep. Plate was looking empty, had nowhere to eat. Chris bought a plane ticket, finna eat. Finna shoot a video this week. Put it on the site and book me for the show. I've been right ever since, iron in the gold. Wasn't messing with me, then you dead in the road. I don't need your money, you can keep all them hoes. My ex sold me out, had to hit the road. Then I met up with my wife and then she got me right. She put it in my life and got me feeling right. Bet she super thick, eating dinner right. If you ain't talking money, then it's time to go. Phantom of the Opera, you can ride a ghost. Summertime, gotta see you grind the most. Nigga think a lot when he bankrupt. A nigga on the block when he bankrupt. If you ain't talking money, then it's time to go. Phantom of the Opera, you can ride a ghost. Summertime, gotta see you grind the most.
That was my boy, Chill Will from Daytona, Florida. Yeah, bankrupt. We back with my boy, IT Cloudier from Bakersfield, California. What's up, my brother?
Yes, sir. Not much. You know, on the grind right now, trying to get to this dough.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got time? Or you still got time? Or you got to go or what?
I got like 10 more minutes left.
Okay. We're going to take one more caller. Can we take one caller? A caller?
Eight, three, four.
818.
How are you?
I don't know.
How about you?
Okay, so what else is there? 817-217.
Okay.
Hemoglobin? 9.6.
Hello?
Right? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Phosphorus? What is phosphorus? Yeah.
6.1?
Potassium.
Yo, who's this? Where are you calling from?
4.7.
Yeah, I'm calling from Miami. My name is Isaac. How you doing, sir, today?
All right, what's up?
I'm good, brother. Hey, Ron, how you doing, man? It's been ages.
Just tell it.
That's great, man. That's great. How's the show going?
It's going good, man. We got my boy, IT Cartier from Bakersfield, California on the line.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm just out here grinding, hustling. How you doing today?
Great, great. Thanks for reaching out, man. I'm doing great. We got this new single called Uganda, and it's so static. You know, it's just very great. And we're getting ready for my world tour, going to this country. So that's gonna be epic.
Oh, that's lit! Congratulations.
Yep. Time to go to the motherland. You know, we're ending up in Uganda, but we're just going to do all these countries. And, yep, we're ready. We're ready this summer. We're ready to start rolling, you know. But I just want to thank you guys briefly for supporting my career. You guys are awesome. And Ronnie's a very, very nice man. And hopefully we can keep in touch. And all the people there, I have a new website. It's called IsaacJazzin.com. We're going to be selling tickets on that one as well. To all the fans, right now you can go right now. You go to IsaacJazzin.com, IsaacJazzin.com. Or you can Google if you like my music, you can subscribe to it. Follow me, support me. And that's pretty much it. You know, that's pretty much what I do.
I'm going to tap in with you. Follow me on Instagram, all social media. It's Cartier, ITZCARTIER. I got my website. I got my new video that just hit, that just popped out. You can see that all on my website. It's Cartier.com, ITZCARTIER.com. And if you out here in Cali, Vegas, or whatever, we can link up, get in the studio, do shows and all that.
That's awesome. We'll be in Cali in August because Kareem has got a show in August, so I'm excited. I'm coming down to perform. I'll be in the studio making some records in end of July, then come down. Sorry, in beginning of August, then come down to perform in August and continue the trip to South America, Mexico City. And I'm going to do a Brazil and Argentina, and then I come back to Miami. So it's a very exciting time, you know, for that one. So that's pretty much it, keeping it simple, keeping it fresh. The Lord has blessed me and blessing other people, and we're networking. We don't stop, and we just keep doing what we're doing.
Yep. Keeping hip hop alive. That's what's up. Yo, man.
Yep.
Coming to Cali, man. That's what's up. Stuff is just starting to open up, man.
I can see you guys then. That's pretty much
it.
Yeah, you're going to see us. Give me a call, man, sometime, you know. Stay in touch with a brother.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still the same old dude.
Oh, what's up? We're going to hit you up on what's up. You know what time it is. Yeah, you know what time it is. We're going to get back in contact, man. Yeah, we're going to do this music, man. We're going to take this worldwide, man. That's what we're talking about. That's where the music started anyway. They don't know. They don't know about hip hop, man.
No. Yeah,
they started overseas.
Yeah.
Hip hop was overseas before everything. They don't know about hip hop, man.
That's
you about
really
to educate
great.
Them. Yeah, man. Thanks
yeah,
for calling, man.
Sub God. Yep.
Yeah.
My mission sub God completely. And I try to do that. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And hopefully I go in this country and continue doing that. But thank you all, and I'm out. Thank you, everyone. Follow
right.
me at Isaac Jazzin, ISACJAZZIN. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, bro.
Okay? Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Can we take one more caller?
No more hands up right now.
All right. Yeah, so tell us about where you're going to be finding you and stuff like that. Give you shots out and everything.
Well, right now, for everybody that's viewing right now, that's listening, like I said, go to my website, escartier.com, ICARTIER. I got my merchandise, got new music on there, got videos, my APK video, all types of stuff on there. So if you're out there, check me out. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to everybody out there that's tuned in. Shout out to everybody that was just on the line and everything, chopping it up with us. You know, I appreciate y'all. Y'all is dope. I can't wait to, like, you know, go out there to y'all area, you know, and start working, networking. Like, if y'all out here in California, right out here in Vegas, I got a few shows coming up out here in Vegas, Memorial Weekend. You know, a little pop-up. I'm doing my own little pop-up. So I'm just out here moving, you know.
Yeah, I was just out in Vegas last week, too. We could hit up Dan Boots. But we're going to link up. Yeah, Bakersfield ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and jump for me. I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in San Francisco. There ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and jump on 5.
Real
in Bakersfield.
I was out there too. And,
you know what I'm saying?
Hello?
Yeah, he dropped out. Just keep promoting what you got going on.
Yeah, I got, like I said, Memorial Weekend. I'm performing at a couple pool parties. Opening up to, like, Radio Base. He's a California-based artist out there in Moreno Valley. He dope. I'm opening up for him. A couple of promoters out here that I'm doing pop-ups with. I got a couple Airbnbs that I'm about to do a couple pool parties myself because, you know, the world is opening up, thank God. So, you know, I'm trying to get to it. Like, if y'all see me out there, I got Dizzy cards. If you don't know what a Dizzy card is, it's a QR code you scan on your phone. It's going to take you straight to the website where you can watch the video at. I got posters and all type of stuff like that. But, you know, a person like me is just trying to keep it going, keep hip-hop alive, just keep it moving to the West Coast. Also, you know, let people know that when they come out here to California or the West Coast in general, that this is the song. This is how we're going to rock. You feel me? Like I said, if y'all ain't heard the song in my room, it's out there right now, it's on Spotify. If you don't wanna stream it, you can get it direct off my website, it's Cartier.com. All my singles are down there, How I'm Living, Feel Like Me, in my phone, so go check that out, ASAP.
Yo, I thank you for calling, supporting the show, man, and I'm honored to have you. And like I said, I'm in the Bay Area and I'm nothing but a hop, skip, and jump from y'all. Bakersfield on I-5, you know what I'm saying? I was just in Vegas last weekend, so ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump. We're going to stay together, man, and we're going to network on Facebook and Instagram, and we're going to do this music, man, to keep this music alive. That's what time it is.
That's the main thing, you know, because with me, I'm all about this music stuff. Like, I'm real serious. Like, with me, I just want some respect. I want people to know that with Cartier, with this music, he just wants respect. But his music is cool and makes the money off of it, but at the same time, I want people to respect how I'm coming with my music. Like, you know, I don't want people to be like, oh, you sound like everybody else, but I want to sound like me. I want to sound original, authentic, my style, you know?
Yeah. All right, my brother, thanks for calling. And I'll hit you up on Facebook, man.
Yes, sir.
And Instagram.
Sir, appreciate you, big bro. And you know I'm down.
All right, my brother.
Whenever you need me, I got some more shit that's coming. So if you need me, I'll come back in.
Yeah, and send me some of your new songs that you come out to. Keep sending your music so I can play it on the show.
I got you. I'm gonna do that soon as I get done with this little song right here. I got you.
All right, my brother. Take care, man. Stay safe.
Yeah, have a good one, bro.
All right, bet. Yeah, this is RMF. We got my boy that we just had, IT Cartier from Bakersfield, California, on the line. Special guest, and I'd like to thank everybody that called in this week. And I'll talk to y'all on Saturday, so call in Saturday. The show is on the same time, May 26th. Hit me up and call in and promote your videos and your songs. This is all messing me out. Can we play Tupac Tina's song, Baller, before we go? So I'll talk to y'all on Saturday. All messing me out.
Yeah. Baller, ball. Baller, yeah, we ball. Yeah, baller, ball.
Ball,
yeah, we ball.
Yeah,
we ball.
Yeah.
Ball, 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 ball,